咁啊，选读经文系《创世记》嘅第十六章第一至十四节，同埋二十一章第十四至二十一节。
Today's scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 through 14, and chapter 21, verses 14 through 21.
我哋用中文一齐去读第创世记第十六章一至十四节，然后之后用英文去读第创世记嘅第二十一章十四至廿一节。
We'll read together Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 through 14 in Cantonese, and then we'll read together Genesis 21, 14 through 21 in English.
創世記第十六章一至十七節，我一齊去讀。亞伯蘭的妻子撒來不給他生兒女，撒來有一個侍女名叫夏甲，是埃及人。撒來對亞伯蘭說：耶和華使我不能生育，求你和我的侍女同房，或者我可以因他得孩子。亞伯蘭聽從了撒來的話。於是亞伯蘭的妻子撒來將侍女埃及人夏甲給了丈夫為妾。那時亞伯蘭在迦南已經住了十年。亞伯蘭與夏甲同房，夏甲就懷了孕。他見自己有孕，就小看他的主母。撒郎對亞伯蘭說：我因你受屈，我將我的侍女放在你懷中。他見自己有了孕，就小看我。願耶和華在我你中中間判斷。亞伯蘭對撒來說：侍女在你手下，你可以隨意待她。撒來苦待她，她就從撒來面前逃走了。耶和華的使者在曠野舒爾路上的水泉旁遇見她，對她說：撒來的侍女夏甲，你從哪裡來，要往哪裡去？夏甲說：我從我主母撒來面前逃出來。耶和華的使者對他說：你回來你主母那裡，伏在他手下。又說：我必使你的後裔極其繁多，甚至不可勝數。便說：你如今懷孕要生一個孩子，可以給他起名叫以實瑪利，因為耶和華聽見你的苦情。他為人必像野驢，他的手要攻打他，人的手也要攻打他，他必住在弟兄的東邊。夏甲就稱那對那說話的耶和華為看顧他人的神，因而說：在這裡我也看見我看顧我的麼？所以這井名名叫比爾拉海羅，這名就是加洗斯巴列列中間。
Genesis 21:14. So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot, for she said, let me not look on the death of the child. And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Up, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. And God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. May God bless the readers and hearers of his word. Pastor Wilson will bring us today's message titled Inner Freedom.
Abraham, in many ways, is just like us.
亞伯蘭有很多方面好像跟我們一樣。
He was faced with major decisions in his life.
不是都是一样的,是很多,在生命当中要做了很多的决定。
And the one decision, his part of the narrative here that we pick up, is he will either work for righteousness or receive it freely from God.
其中一个决定就是说,他要去得到这个救恩,这个恩典,是要靠过他所做的工作,还是因为靠着神的恩典呢?
And sadly, just like us, Abraham chose works righteousness, agreeing with Sarah's plan.
但亚伯兰和我们一样,好像这样,他选择用他自己的手的工作,去得到神的恩典,就是听到他太太的决定,去和他一样。
Sarah's plan was to use Hagar as surrogate mother to have the child of promise.
他听他太太撒罗的决定的计划,就是说透过他的妻妾夏甲,就帮他生一个儿子。
Remember, Abram was to be the father of the nations.
大家要记住,亚伯兰被神决定了是全地的宗父。
God's promise was his salvation plan through the promised child.
神也是应许过在亚伯兰出来的族类的孩子当中,会生出一个救世主。
Abraham was called to be the father of faith, not works.
而亚伯兰是被称为一个信心之父,不是说工作之父。
And his son Isaac, which was to be born later in the narrative from Sarah, is the son of promise in the lineage of Jesus the Christ.
亚伯兰所生出的儿子,而将后的就是说,从他的族类开始,就是生出最后的耶稣基督。
And just like Abram, we receive God's righteousness not by works, but as a gift of his grace.
而我们和亚伯兰一样,我们的恩典是应该是靠着神的自己的恩典而去接受而得到,不是靠着爱所能够做到一切。
But we too forget that and live a life of works righteousness.
但我们都是好像亚伯兰一样去跌倒,我们想靠着我们手的工作而得到神的恩典。
You see, Abram was called to wait upon God, just like us. We wait upon the promises of God.
亚伯兰都是当时的,是神跟他讲,就说要需要去等待神给你的恩典。
It would be all of God's grace. Abraham could do nothing. How can he and Sarah at his old age have a child?
亚伯兰当时应该是去等待神的恩典,他就在等着说,我这样的年纪的时候,已经年纪老迈,我怎能够还有一个孩子呢?
If that was to happen, it had to be a miracle. God had to give them that child.
就说,我已经年纪老迈了,我怎可能还有一个孩子从我而出生呢? 如果是有的时候,已经是一个奇迹。
But just like us, Abram succumbs to his fallen nature and takes matters in his own hands.
但亚伯兰和我们一样,就是说,当我们等待不及的时候,我们就是想靠着我们手,我们人的自己的计划,去得到我们想得到的东西。
You see, the message of the Bible is not what we and people out there think.
而我看圣经的时候,看了就说,不是很多时候,不是说我们想到应该怎样发生,就这样发生。
You may think presently that God, that we give God a righteous life.
我们应该过的生活。
But as we learned last time, as we looked at this text, there is no one who's righteous in this narrative.
但其实我上个礼拜看了就说,在我们的生命当中,或者上个礼拜的经文讲就说,没有一个人能够行出一个公义的生命。
Even Hagar, who's a victim here, if she was in Sarah's shoes, she would do the same thing.
而当时看,就算夏甲,如果当时的她可能是好像撒罗一样的,她都可能会这样做,会用自己的方法去得到一个儿子。
Many people, even in this church, think that the Bible is a book of virtues, a series of stories with morals to them.
而很多人都会觉得就说圣经里面所讲的说话很多时候好像一个故事一样是告诉我们一些道德上的问题
And they wrongly think it's a series of moral exemplars who just show us how we ought to live
而 人会可能会觉得就说看圣经好像看一些故事一样看一些道德观念我们应该人怎样去过这个生活
We think falsely that if you emulate these moral exemplars, God will bless you.
我觉得就话，若然我能够跟随到呢啲嘅道德嘅观念，神就会祝福我哋。
That's what people out there and some people in here think the Bible and Christianity is about.
依就系话，好多嘅人可能喺出边嘅，或者甚至我哋而家内在当中嘅未相信神嘅人都可能会咁样谂。
But again, this narrative clearly. As we saw last time, clearly shows our righteousness, our works righteousness is no good.
但是从这个经文当中看到就是说我若然从我们手去得到的这个所谓的公义其实是不好。
Now the temptation, just like Abram and for Sarah, for us, the conflict here spells out the attractions of Egypt versus the barrenness of God's promised land.
呢个就话，当我睇嘅圣经嘅时候，就讲到当时就系话，佢哋选择究竟去一个田沃田地肥沃嘅埃及地啊，定系去一个荒凉嘅地方呢个嘅以色列咧
？And you and I, every day as we live out this life, we're tempted to say, "Wow, the attractions of Egypt, fertile land, land that's where I want to live." Not this barren promised land that God's calling me to.
就算话好似我哋今日嘅时间去睇咁样，我哋睇话，当然啦，我哋会想去拣一个田地，呢个肥沃嘅埃及地，好过去拣呢一个嘅荒凉嘅土地，呢个喺嘅以色列。
And that theme of land, barren land, God's promised land, fertile land, Egypt, is a big theme throughout this story that occurs early in the story.
我哋就会睇就话，究竟系拣一个田地，呢个肥沃嘅地，但系呢个地系神去从开始都有咒诅嘅地方，定去拣一个荒凉嘅地，但系呢个系神所拣选嘅一个应许之地咧
？And by way of summary, if you're not familiar with Abram's story, he enters the land. He enters the promised land, Canaan.
就话如果你熟悉嘅地方的时候，就话当时呢个亚伯兰就去拣去应该要去就系神俾佢拣选呢个嘅迦南地。
But no sooner as he enters the land, he sees it's unable to support him.
而好快啊，当佢去到个地方嘅时候，嗰个大约嘅地方嘅时候，觉得嗰个地方咁荒凉，点可能够去俾到我生活呢
？Right, Genesis 12:10. Now there was a famine in the land.
而当时睇就话，若然你睇圣经嘅创世记嘅第十二章十节都讲就话，当时个地嗰度系荒凉，系冇嘢食。
And so Abram, just like us.Pretty straightforward. Hey, look over there, Egypt, fertile land, food.
而我哋都好似当时嘅一样咁样，哇！呢个荒凉嘅地，点解要去咧？不如去一个肥沃嘅地，去埃及啦。
Why not go down there and live there for a while?
点解唔去呢个肥沃嘅地埃及去住一排先咧
？Egypt is fruitful. Canaan, promised land, barren.
这个埃及地是肥沃之地，但是这个的迦南地是神所应许之地所拣选的，给他们的，但是荒凉。
We're faced with similar decisions every day. Every day as a Christian, you're faced with decisions like that.
而我作为基督徒的，我每天每日的都好像同一样，他有这样的选择。
And like Abram, we succumb to works righteousness.
而我哋都同从前嘅好似亚伯兰一样，我哋靠住我嘅手作，个手嘅工作去拣选，去得到我想要嘅嘢。
We don't think we got to depend completely on God。
我哋冇谂到话，我需要去完全嘅去倚靠神。
It's my ingenuity, my hard work, my intellect, my hands that does the work。
我会谂话系我所谂到嘅，系我手去工作嘅，去赚取到嘅，得到嘅嘢。
And similarly, in Genesis 13:10, the land chosen by Lot, Abram's nephew, is described as well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord.
而喺《創世記》第十三章第十節講到話，羅德當時佢所話去睇到嗰塊地，去形容就話嗰塊地咧係充滿咗好多水，好多肥沃之地，就好似當時嘅耶和華嘅原子。
Like the land of Egypt，
就好似呢個嘅地方，就好似埃及嘅地方。
And of course, that area that Lot was eyeing was on the fringes of the promised land, if not outside it。
而當時佢睇話另一邊嘅就係話呢個荒涼之地就係喺個神俾佢哋嘅當時嘅應許之地嘅邊度。
And like Egypt, it was very attractive, fertile land。
而睇到就話埃及之地呢度就話哇呢度幾咁肥沃之地幾咁好。
And now in Genesis 16 we enter a third major character, Hagar, the slave woman of Sarah。
而當時又睇到第跟住之後啦，就有個第夏甲，夏甲當時咧就係撒來嘅一個嘅侍女。
And I hope you noticed as we read Genesis 16, because we've read it for a couple of weeks now, Genesis 16:1-3, her Egyptian origins are emphasized。
咁睇到就話喺第十六章第一同第三節講就話夏甲係佢從前嘅都係一個嘅埃及人。
Again, that thread, that theme, barrenness。Promised land, fertility, Egypt.
就睇到就话埃及之地肥沃，就可能会有生产 BB。呢个荒凉之地，呢个就系话系代表咗好似撒罗咁样，佢系冇孩子。
And so, not surprisingly, in the narrative, Hagar is fruitful. She gives birth. Sarah, at first, is barren.
當你看過聖經的故事的時候都看到就說這個夏甲他從前是埃及人他的埃及的地方 是一個肥沃之地而比相較的比較就是說這個撒羅他是去應該要去一個神的應許之地是荒涼的他沒有生育
And as we saw last time Hagar's story is one of injustice and despair
就說當時我看就說夏甲他和這個撒羅的故事
Because it involves some ugly behavior from Sarah and Abram.
就喺當時嘅就係話依個亞伯蘭、夏甲同撒羅嘅當中嘅一個嘅關係。
If you think Christianity is works righteousness, that you do things to emulate people in the Bible, and God will bless you. If you think that, you haven't read this story.
如果你覺得就話哦，我哋能夠可以用手去做啲乜嘢去賺取多啲翻嚟嘅，咁你可能都未睇到究竟故事所講嘅説話。
Because no one is virtuous here。
呢個講就話冇一個人嘅應該係得到佢所應該賺取嘅嘢。
And it's safe to say, as I said last time, they can't rise above their own cultural influences。
我上次講就話佢哋唔能夠去克服佢自己當時嘅對佢哋文化嘅影響。
They can't rise up。Above the brutality of their time,
佢哋唔能够去话即系征服佢当时文化上对佢哋嘅抑压。
And they are spiritual failures and not very nice people.
而佢哋当中嘅亦都系内心入边都唔系一个好好嘅人。
And they can't escape the self-centeredness of their hearts.
佢哋唔能够去征服佢自己自私嘅内心。
And neither can you, apart from knowing the Christ.
而我哋若然唔系认识耶稣基督嘅时候，我哋自己都系充满着呢个自私嘅心。
And as we learned last time, you have to cry out to the Lord, right?
我上次睇就话我哋需要去呼叫神嘅帮助。
Throw yourself at His feet.
我哋需要去喺寻求神嘅脚下去帮助。
Say, I am undone. My righteousness is not good enough.
我哋需要讲就话我嘅所谓嘅公义系冇呢个公义嘅，我需要神嚟嘅帮助。
And seek after Him.As He enables you to be countercultural,
我需要嘅系寻求神嘅帮助，我哋去改变
，and to be a self-denying human being.
用我哋唔好去睇我哋自己嘅重要
，and that won't happen unless you walk closely with Him.
我哋唔能够咁做到，除非我哋能够去同与神同行
，because our natural selves will take over.
因为就系话，若然我哋唔系与神同行嘅时候，我哋会只系会靠着自己能力去想得到我想要嘅嘢。
And we'll be bent inward. That's our natural tendency, bent inward, trapped by self-glory.
呢个就系话喺我哋内在入边，我系想自己去荣耀我自己。
So now, as we come to this messiness in this narrative, a life of faith in God's promises certainly isn't easy.
当我看的时候就说,生命当中是充满了很多的问题。
And choosing the fertile land of Egypt over the barren land of Israel is not our only temptation in life.
究竟应该是一个肥沃的之地，或者是应该是一个荒凉之地，他们需要去想，去选择，我们和我们现在当中，或者一样，去怎么去选择，我们生命当中的决定。
And the direction of this narrative that I'd like to take you this morning is this.
今天早上我想和你讲解就是说,
our cultures, whether it be traditional culture, whether it be a more Western modern culture or a mix of it, our cultures heavily sway us in certain ways.
就是无论是在从前的我们文化上，古代文化上，或者是今天的西方文化上，其实不同的文化当中是怎样影响到我们做生命的决定。
Let me give you a couple of examples so that you can see that.
我给几样的简短的比喻来。
Take for instance in Abram's story, the cultural influence of the family. The family at the forefront, before the individual.
我们看看文化如何影响到当时亚伯兰他们的生命的选择。
In the ancient Near East, which is a traditional culture, Abram, their society, the group comes before the individual.
就说当年的古文化当中，就是说一个群体是重要过一个人的决定。
That's why back then marriages were arranged.
所以就说当时的婚姻是被作决定的。
It's obvious, right? Why are they arranged?
为什么婚姻是被作决定的呢？不是自己去选的呢？
Because the group, the family, decides who you marry. It's for the good of the family.
就说你去拣选哪个，你去跟哪个结婚，是一组里面去做决定，因为你所拣的人会怎样能够帮助到这一堆人的帮助。
And the criteria for who you were to marry was what? To help the group, help the family.
就说你所拣选的，要娶哪个，嫁哪个的，是怎样能够去帮助到我组的人，怎样去生活。
And so you didn't, as an individual, decide who to marry.
所以就说不是说你想去自己个人的，想去看哪个，你喜欢嫁哪个就娶哪个。
You married the person the group said you should marry to enable your family to rise up in the world.
就是说你个组里面去选择，究竟是应该拣选哪一个，娶哪个，而帮助那个组里面怎样去成长，去丰满。
Right? In a traditional culture, the needs of the family came ahead of the needs of the individual.
就说组里面的一堆人怎么能够去选择，有什么帮助，是重要过你自己个人的选择。
And that's an example of a cultural influence.
这个其中一个例子，就是说文化上怎么能够去影响到个人的生命。
Now, we live in a modern Western culture that has other cultural influences.
那么也是，譬如说在西方文化怎么影响到人的生命呢？
And one of the prevalent ones is the needs of the individual, the freedom of the individual, the desires of the individual.
西方文化有什么影响呢？就是说，西方文化就是说，我们自己的人，个人的选择是很重要。
That's ascendant over the needs of the group, the family.
我个人的选择是重要过家庭或者是一组人的选择。
And there are many perils to cultural influences.
很多文化上，很多不同的文化上，怎么影响到我们？
No matter which culture you're influenced.
所以无论是哪一种文化当中，都会影响到我们生命的选择。
For example, traditional cultures oppress women.
或者像在从前的古文化当中，旧文化当中，怎么去抑压女人的决定。
Just spend some time in the Middle East sometime.
譬如你看看中东的地方。
You'll see firsthand. You'll experience firsthand the inequality between men and women.
你看就是说在中东的地方，男与女的不公平。
Western culture, again, is not ideal either. Western culture, of course, says you can be anything you want to be. You've heard that before, right?
而西方文化就是说，我们作为西方文化的人，后这个现代的人就说，我想去做哪一位就是哪一位，我选择怎样是怎样的。
By the way, that's wrong. And I'll explain in a moment.
当然的，这个是错，我会解释给你知。
The experts tell us almost for certain that when Hagar and Sarah were alive, there were no such thing as eating disorders for women. There was no bulimia. There was no anorexia.
而當時喺舊文化當中，佢肯定嘅就話，當時嘅舊嘅女人唔會話有食嘢嘅問題，因為佢哋唔會話有厭食症呢樣嘢。
Even today, if you go to a country of traditional culture, you'll see that they don't have that problem, eating disorders, no such thing.
而睇話舊文化當中，或者從而家嘅睇就話，有時就話唔會話嗰啲女人會有呢個厭食症嘅問題，唔想食嘢嘅。
But why is it a problem here in America?
點解而家現今當中啦，依個新嘅文化或者西文化就當中就話有咁嘅問題咧
？Because Western culture, postmodern culture says you got to be slick, you got to be thin。
就話因為西方嘅文化或者現今文化就話女人應該係男女應該都要需要去瘦身嘅。
If you want to be socially acceptable, you've got to be tall and sleek。
啊，若然你係想出位嘅，你應該要瘦身啲。
Traditional culture doesn't have that. Traditional culture says other influences like, hey, you need children. You don't have children, you're a failure.
但西舊文化就唔同啦，我唔需要瘦啊，最緊要好生養啊嘛。
Fulfill your role in the community, in the family, says the traditional culture.
就話舊嘅時代就話需要一個人一個女人，譬如話要需要有好生養嘅，要去受生滿眾多。
Right.Every culture has things that will influence you, things that will chain you.
所以話，無論係邊一種文化當中，都會有對文化上對生命上嘅影響。
And there's no such thing as a culture that says you can be whoever you want.
所以無論每一個文化當中，就算係古文化、新文化當中，冇可能話講到話我哋想要點樣就要點樣。
Because every culture has a definition of barrenness。
而每一個嘅文化當中都會喺我哋生命上有一個影響，有一個決定。
Every culture says unless you have something, and it varies depending on your culture, you have to have this, you have to have that, you have to have this, or you're nobody。
所以話無論係古文化當中或者新文化、新嘅文化當中，無論點樣都會話，除非你係有一啲嘢。你能夠擁有一啲嘢，或者你係一啲嘢，你先係一個有用嘅人。
And that was one of Sarah's burdens. That was what she was struggling internally with.
呢個就係撒羅當時嘅佢內心入邊嘅掙扎。
She was saying, "My culture, I gotta have a child, so I'm gonna take matters in my own hands. Forget God."
就話當時撒羅就話，對佢當時嘅文化就係話，當時嘅人係應該需要女人要生養，但係當時佢冇得生，佢覺得我唔可以再係等待啦，我要作我自己嘅決定，我要做一啲嘢可以能夠有一個兒子。
Because my culture tells me, it chains me, it says I got to have a child or I'm nobody。
就話當時文化點樣去抑壓住呢個撒羅，就話若然我唔能夠有兒子嘅時候，我就係一個冇用嘅人。
Do you see the connection here?
你睇唔睇到當時嘅文化對人嘅生命嘅影響
？Whatever you're enslaved to, based on a cultural influence, will be your god.
所以無論喺邊一種文化當中，若然嗰樣嘢係抑壓住你、去牽制住你嘅，嗰樣嘢就好似你嘅神。
Let me explain the fact that I said that there's no just that you can be whoever you want to be. That's a false premise. Let me explain that.
就話我哋唔係話真係嚟話，我係想做點樣就係點樣。
Again, that's a Western cultural influence, right?
依個就係話西方文化話俾你知係咁樣咧，其實唔係真。
Oh, we say, oh, we're individuals, Western culture, right? You can marry anyone you want.
咁我西方文化就係話啊，我係而家咁現代嘅人，我中意娶邊個嫁邊個都得。
That's not true.
依其實唔係真。
You are free to marry anyone you can attract.
我哋只係能夠去。嫁娶一個人係真係能夠，嗰個人都係能夠喜歡我嘅。
You see, in a modern individualistic culture, the culture says you better be good looking, you better be successful, you better be smart.
所以話今現代文化、西方文化就話你最好有型、有款、有錢、靚仔，咁就先可以有娶到個好啦。
And to fit that into bulimia, the anorexia problem, you better be thin.
所以就話我哋需要人要一個好好嘅身材，先至能夠有一個好好嘅生命。
There's never been a culture that didn't say you have to have this or that, or you're nothing.
但係其實喺文化當中冇話一定要咁樣先至能夠成功。
Every culture tells you something.
係每一個文化都有一個文化上嘅決定去牽制住人。
And you know what we do? We bring it into ourselves. We bring it into our thinking.
但係話我點樣去了解文化上嘅決定，去影響咗我哋嘅生命。
And all sorts of problems occur.
而影響到我生命嘅決定，而影響到我人嘅生命嘅成長。
One extreme problem is you hate yourself.
一個問題就係話，譬如話你仍然好想要瘦身嘅，會影響點影響到我哋人嘅生命咧
？I'm not achieving what the popular people are achieving, so I hate myself.
所以就話我唔能夠去做到我要做嘅嘢，我唔能夠好似人咁有錢，我唔能夠咁聰明，我好憎恨我自己。
And Sarah drops the religiosity. She shows the real thing she's after in life.
所以就好似撒來一樣，太太就話：我要去追求我要得到嘅嘢。
Because she's enslaved by her cultural influences.
因為佢當時俾到文化上點樣影響到佢生命，佢冇孩子。
And she doesn't wait on the promise of God anymore. She's waited enough.
就話我唔能夠再等待神所謂嘅祝福，我要自己去做一啲嘢。
Do you see the danger? Some of you.Aren't even aware of the danger.
大家睇唔睇到依個嘅問題，依個危險咧？可能你唔能夠去認清楚，其實你已經係喺依個嘅危險當中。
And some of you say, "Well, I don't like mainstream culture, so I'll be in this subculture over here. I'll create my own subculture."
所以而家就話啊，我唔跟隨依個主文化，我有次文化咯。
But then your subculture has claims on who you're to be.
而家次文化當中都話俾我哋知，我哋想去做一啲嘢去證明我係邊一位。
Whatever your culture tells you, you have to be。
就話無論依個文化上點樣去話俾我知應該點樣去做嘅，我又想去跟風去咁樣做。
To be a worthwhile person, to not be barren, you have to achieve that. What your culture tells you。
我就話去跟風跟住依個文化，就係話我係想要應該點樣去做先成為所謂嘅成功。
And you take that in, and it blows up, and tremendous problems happen.
我哋就话要系咁样去做，我哋觉得呢个文化系应该系我哋应该跟从嘅。如果我哋做唔到嘅，我哋生命当中觉得好烦恼。
And do you know why it's such a time bomb?
但系点样睇好？点解其实一个好大嘅问题咧
？Because it's not just a cultural and psychological problem.
因为呢个其实唔系一个简简单单嘅文化上嘅问题，而系我哋内心上嘅问题。
The Bible says it's a spiritual problem.
亦都唔單止係一個內心上嘅問題，其實係一個屬靈上嘅問題。
Right, Sarah took matters in her own hand. Verse 2, the Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her.
而第二節講就話撒羅就話佢話：，唉，我仍然神唔能夠俾到我兒子，讓我俾我妻妾，俾夏甲。这个使女成为她丈夫的妻子丈夫的妾就她有个儿子
Trusting God staying with God or taking matters in your own hands
就说撒罗当时究竟我应该 去等待去相信神还是因为还是我自己的选择去做应该做的事呢
Something deeply spiritual is happening
这就是一个属灵上的挣扎
When your culture tells you you have to have this or you're nobody, and every culture does that, it's not just that your culture is socially constructing you.
依就話文化上點樣去影響到我嘅生命？究竟我哋應該跟隨文化定應該跟隨我哋所相信嘅嘢咧
？You take that in, it becomes your God, your real salvation, your real life.
原來我哋只係跟隨依個文化上教我哋點樣去做嘅，依個文化就係變成我哋嘅神。
And that's the irony of the narrative.Sarah's a slave, just like Hagar. Hagar might be a slave physically. Sarah's a slave inwardly.
就话呢个就系一个讽刺，就系话撒罗同埋夏甲都系一样，佢点样去跟随上呢个嘅文化。
And Abram had two things put before him.
而亚伯兰就有两样嘢去睇。
It's pretty simple in the narrative. Save yourself by works, or wait and be saved by God's grace.
就話亞伯蘭當時就話，究竟佢嘅生命應該係佢用佢手工作去得到呢個恩典啊，定係應該去等待神俾佢嘅恩典咧
？Abram chooses, I'm going to get the blessing on the basis of my performance。
而亞伯蘭就選擇就話，我去得到神嘅恩典係靠著我嘅工作。
Remember last time, we said Abraham is the main culprit here. He gave in. He gave in to Sarah's idea. He didn't say stop it. He gave in.
而亞伯蘭就看到當時他自己都是一個問題，他去聽撒羅的選擇，就跟夏甲有BB。
And the injustices that happened to Hagar is Abram's fault. He says, do with her what you want. She's your slave.
而當時的亞甲他的問題都是亞伯蘭都說當時亞甲和撒羅可以有一個不好的關係，而亞伯蘭就說你想怎樣怎樣去對待夏甲，你自己選擇吧。
And so when Abram takes matters in his own hands, he listens to Sarah, Hagar is the plan, the surrogate mother, life blows up.
所以就問題就話當時亞伯蘭就聽佢太太嘅説話，佢同夏甲呢個妻子呢個有個孩子，而點樣去呢個有個問題，而之後就話點樣去用靠佢自己嘅能力去想去得到神俾佢嘅孩子。
That's the road of works righteousness. I got to do something. I got to appease God in some way with my life. Then I'll get the blessing.
就說他想靠著他自己的能力去得到這個恩典，得到神的歡喜。
It's because you're trying to earn your salvation through works.
亞伯蘭就說怎樣去透過他自己的能力去工作去得到神這個恩典。
And that inner enslavement, that works righteous mentality will enslave you. Enslave you to ungodliness. Enslave you to your sin tendencies.
就說怎樣我內心裡面怎樣想用著自己的能力去得到神的祝福，這就是怎樣被這件事捆綁住。
If I achieve that, I won't be barren.
就說若然我能夠用我靠著能力去得到這個所謂的祝福，我就能夠成功。
And that thinking will enslave you.
而這種想法會令到你去跌倒。
That's why Sarah's doing crazy things. Nutty things. Did you see this? He's doing nutty, desperate things.
所以在當時的撒羅他怎樣去做很多的事。
Slide 5, Kwong. So how are we going to be freed then?
所以說怎樣我能夠得到這個自由呢?
How are we going to be able to choose the way of grace? The way of God's grace?
所以我們怎樣能夠得到神應該給我們的祝福這個恩典呢?
Well, as you see up there, it's about the mysterious friend that happens to appear in the narrative.
當時在聖經裡面說的就說夏甲他見到一個天使。
You see, Hagar's on the way to a dead-end life, fugitive slave, right?
當時夏甲他是一個使女，他是一個奴隸。
And then someone comes into her life, this future, this friend, this mysterious friend.
而當時夏甲就見到這個天使。
And Hagar is cast out not only once from Abram and Sarah's presence and care, she's cast out a second time, and that's the narrative we read in Genesis 21.
而當時看到就說夏甲他當時都是被趕走，是趕走出這個家。
And she meets a mysterious friend when she and her teenage son, Ishmael, are dying. They're dying of thirst. They're in the wilderness. Right? The sun is exposing them. They're dying.
而當時撒羅就怎樣去趕走了夏甲和以撒瑪利，他們兩母子就被趕走出去，而當時他們在沙漠當中，他們真是臨到死亡的時候。
And so why is this figure so mysterious?
為什麼當時他遇到這個所謂的人，這個朋友好像，為什麼這麼特別呢?
Well, there are two reasons.
有兩個原因。
The first is that this figure here is really like no other angel that appears in the Bible.
他所預見的這位天使不是好像其他經文上所說的天使一樣。
Right, if you get on your computer and do a search, angels in the Bible, you know what it'll come up with? You'll see the angel that appeared to Mary, right?
如果你譬如說你去尋找聖經裡面當中去看天使，譬如說給一個例子，當時瑪利亞去預見的天使。
You'll see angel appeared at the tomb of Jesus.
也都是看到說這個天使也都是在耶穌基督他的墳墓前面，他都預見的天使。
You'll even see an angel talking to John in the book of Revelation.
也都看到說天使怎麼跟約翰去說話。
And in Revelation 22, that angel appears before John, John falls down before that angel in worship.
启示录讲就话，当约翰去睇到一天使嘅时候， 他跌倒。
This is Revelation 22:8-9 if you have your Bibles.
如果你圣经嘅时候，你睇到就话呢个系喺个创世纪嘅，喺个启示录嘅22章。
And the angel says, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Get up!"
天使话，你喺度做乜嘢啊？你起身。
Get up, John. Why are you doing this? I am a creature. I am created just like you. I'm not God.
天使在跟约翰说，你在做什么？你起来，我不是神，我都是好像被你一样，都是被造物，你起来。
But compare that with Genesis 16. The angel there is different.
但是你跟这个创世纪第16章所说的天使是不同。
I know this isn't too clear in the Chinese, but in English it's clear. The angel of the Lord, it says in the text, not an angel of the Lord, the angel.
就话喺譬如话喺其他经文当中睇啊，就话一个好似好普通嘅其他章节嘅系一个好普通嘅天使，但系呢一度所讲嘅系一个好特别嘅天使。
And then we start scratching our head, and then we look at verses 10 and 11. We say, the angel said, "I will make you great. I will make you great."
因为当时嘅天使就同夏甲会讲就话，我会 将你变伟大，
talking like God.
他讲的说话好像有神的权力一样，
doing the very things the other angels never do.
这位天使所讲的说话好像跟其他天使所讲的说话不同。
And yet other times he talks as if God is not him, right? We see that in the text clearly.
我看到就说，这个天使所讲的说话的能力跟其他章节所讲的天使是不同。
The angel says, "The Lord will bless you."
就说， 主会去祝福你。
Other times he says, "I will bless you."
但这个他所说的就说，我会去祝福你。
Even Hagar is perplexed. Something is happening. This mysterious friend, something's happening. Something remarkable is happening to me.
而夏甲他觉得就是说，这有特别的事会在这件事发生。
And she starts to think, have I seen the one? Have I seen God?
夏甲当时就说，究竟我是不是跟这个所谓的神去说话呢？
And there's something even more unusual in the encounter. And so if you hit slide 6, every other time before and most of the times afterwards, whenever God's present, he shows up, it's different. It's different from Genesis. It's traumatic.
而当时譬如说，看这个创世纪当时当中看的话，每次当神去显现的时候，都有很特别的事发生。
Just look at the chapter before this, Genesis 15. God appears to Abram.
就话好似喺第十五章讲就话，记得就话神点样喺亚伯兰嘅前面去显现呢？
And when God shows up in Genesis 15, there's darkness, there's dread, there's a blaze, there's smoke.
大家记唔记得就话，当神向佢显现嘅时候，天系黑暗，有火，有烟，有雾。
It's horrible. It's frightening. It's awesome.
是好像很恐怖、很惊讶的情况。
It's like when God comes down from Mount Sinai, there's thunder and lightning.
就说当神好像来到的时候，当中是有雷电的一样。
There's an earthquake.
地都有地震。
And when God speaks, his very voice, people can't take it. They're saying, "Moses, stop it."
就说当时神跟摩西讲的说话的时候， 很惊讶的一个场面。
But look at Genesis 16.
但是相比在今次在第16章所说的说话，
look carefully there.
你看看这里面的不同。
There's none of that. There's none of that there.
这个天使，特别的天使跟他说话，你不会见到有这样，有天昏地暗这样。
Look how ordinary this mysterious person is.
你看到这个特别的天使，又怎么不同呢？
Look how accessible he is.
看到好像很普通，很容易去接触到。
There's not even a hint of thunder and lightning.
没有说有这个雷电当中。
There's no evidence of any major traumatic manifestation.
也没有说天昏地暗一样。
Just a mystery friend.
只是一个好像一个很特别的朋友来到他当中。
Coming alongside a fugitive slave.
就好像有一个很特别的朋友来到这个夏甲的生命当中。
So ordinary, so accessible, starting a conversation.
好像很普通一样，跟他一起说话，跟他聊天。
And Hagar is amazed and is saying, "Have I seen the one who nobody can see?"
夏甲当时嘅佢都好惊讶，就话究竟我咪见到一位其他人见唔到嘅一位最高嘅主咧？
And she's probably pinching herself, and she's saying, "How am I still alive?"
而呢位真系阿主嘅时候，点解我能够仲可以生存呢？
How could God come so near to me and start to talk to me?
呢位至高嘅神，我点可能够坐喺侧边，能够同佢说话，而我唔会有受伤？
The God who sees everything. How could this be? How could he just come alongside me?
呢个至高嘅神点能够喺我嘅侧边同我说话呢？
Well, that's a very good question.
呢个系好嘅问题。
And this, slide 7, please. This mysterious figure is God with all his glory come near.
就话呢个所谓呢个嘅咁特别嘅朋友，就系话佢能够喺嚟到人嘅当中。
He says, "Where are you going, Hagar?"
呢个就话佢亲自嚟咁当中，好平淡嘅去同呢个夏甲去说话。
How is that possible? How is that ordinariness? How is that accessibility possible?
就话呢个咁至高位嘅神，佢应点能够咁普通嘅亲自嘅嚟到人面前同人有说话咧？
One of the later prophets, Malachi, prophesied the angel of the Lord would someday come to the temple.
就话马拉基书，马拉基都系讲就话。 终会有一日，这个神的使者就会来到这个圣殿。
And as you can see up there, and Chinese is on the next slide, Malachi 3:1, the one you seek, the angel of the covenant, will come to his temple.
就说在马拉基书第三章第一节，我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路，你们所寻求的主必然进入他的殿。
And in Matthew 11:10, Jesus quotes that very verse, Malachi 3:1, says, "That's me, that's me."
而喺个马太福音第十一章第十节，耶稣佢都系用同一个说话讲，就话嗰一位嘅使者，嗰一位就系我。
And what Jesus is saying there is, "I'm the one. Through me, the glory of God can come near in grace and be safe."
就话耶稣话，我就系嗰一位，就系透过我神嘅恩典从我而嚟，你亦得到呢个恩典。
Well, how could that happen?
就话点能够会咁嘅事发生呢？
Well, the answer is when the angel says the Lord has heard the cry of the boy.
就话天使讲，就话神去听到呢个小孩子嘅哭泣。
Remember Ishmael, the teen, he's dying of thirst. He's dying.
记得当时以撒玛利同夏甲佢哋喺沙漠度走咗啊嘛，以撒玛利佢已经颈渴到要死一样。
Poor Ishmael, he's thrown out of his father's house. His life is just one long experience of rejection.
以撒玛利佢嘅生命，佢就俾佢父亲就去赶走出去，佢过住呢个生命系不断嘅系俾人去拒绝。
And now as a 15-year-old, he's dying in the wilderness.
而喺15岁当时，佢被佢父母去赶，去被佢嘅父亲赶走，佢就要死一样。
And things look hopeless. He's at the very end of his life.
佢生命系绝望，佢就死。
And he cries out to the Lord. And what does the angel say?
而佢就系呼喊就讲，就话究竟呢个天使去同我讲嘅咩说话？
The Lord has heard the cry of the boy.
就话神佢已经听到呢个小孩子嘅哭泣。
Let me ask you why. Why does he hear the cry of the boy? Ishmael, he's not of Israel.
就话神点解会听到呢个小孩子嘅说话咧？
It's Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
就话耶稣话，我唔会去离弃你。
And Jesus can say that because he himself was forsaken on the cross.
耶稣话，我唔会离弃你，去丢弃你。点解？因为佢自己已经被喺十架上被神丢弃。
You see, God the Father turned away from God the Son on the cross.
当佢被钉十架时候，天父去转面，冇去睇佢。
And God the Father chose not to hear the cry of his very own Son so that he can hear our cries.
而就话天父佢转面冇去听主耶稣基督佢自己嘅呼喊，而去转面去听到人嘅呼喊。
How can put yourself in God the Father's shoes? How can you stand there and see your son dying and innocent? He's innocent. He's dying a criminal's death on a cross. People have spat on him. People beat him. People are laughing at him.
然后你处在譬如说你处在天父当中，就话你点可以唔去听到你自己嘅儿子主耶稣基督嘅呼喊，睇唔到佢，听唔到佢嘅哭泣，佢嘅痛苦咧？
Why doesn't he hear Jesus' cry, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
点解天父冇去听到耶稣基督佢所呼喊，就话主啊，天父，天父，你为离弃我咧？
Because he heard the cry of the boy, Ishmael. And he hears your cry.
天父就是听到，其实他听到这个以撒玛利的呼喊，听到这个小朋友的呼喊。
And he can hear your cry because he chose not to hear the cry of his very own son.
因为他选择他不去听他自己的儿子的呼喊，而去听到我们人的呼喊。
Do you want inner freedom? Do you want inner freedom from your cultural tendencies?
你是不是想得到这个你从你自己文化当中的内心的自由呢？
Then you need to be convinced that what Jesus did for you, what God the Father did, was for you.
因为若然你想得到的时候，你需要去明白就是说，都是相信耶稣基督所做的一切，和天父所做的事，是为了你的缘故。
That you're worth that kind of love, not because of your performance.
就说不是说我所能够所做的什么，是能够赞取到他能够去听到你的说话。
Not because God sees what you're doing.
不是说神看到你做到什么。
But because his boy, Jesus, cries on the cross.
而是因为主耶稣基督他所亲手做的事，他在十架上为我们的死。
And it was utter silence as he sunk to utter darkness and despair.
而是耶稣基督他自己的去呼喊，他自己的去死。
Do you know what, how it feels to be rejected?
你有没有感受到其实若然人是被这个拒绝？
It's the pit of pits to be rejected.
被人拒绝其实是最惨的一个受苦。
And as you see that done for you, that love done for you, you'll have inner freedom. Inner freedom from what enslaves you.
若然你知道明白就是耶稣基督他为了你的缘故去这样做的时候， 你明白去接受，你才能够从你自己当中这个文化当中得到这个自由。
See, family is good. Family is a good thing.
家庭是好。
But it's not an ultimate thing.
家庭不是说你最终应该要得到的东西。
It can't be your slave master.
家庭不可以成为你的在生命当中的捆绑。
Otherwise, there'll be barrenness in your heart.
若然你这样的时候，这个家庭就成为你的生命当中一个捆绑，一个烦嚣。
That's why you gotta look to Jesus, right? For that inward freedom.
所以我们需要去寻找耶稣基督，去给我们内心里面的自由。
And let the one who loves you in that way free you from your inner slavery.
好叫我们能够去接受一位是能够去接受我们的主。
Let me end by saying this. What reason does why do we have the inner freedom? If you're a Christian, you have that inner freedom from your slavery. Why? Why does he give you that?
就说我们作为基督徒的，为什么我们能够得到这份的内心里面的自由呢？
Is it for you to then live a happy, carefree life?
是不是就说神给我们一个内心里面的自由，是不是说给我们能够很开心地过着生命呢？
No, it's so you can be a light to others who have the same struggles.
但其实不是只是单单只是这样，其实神给我们内心的自由，就是希望我们能够好像我们见到其他人一样，其他人都有内心里面有挣扎，希望将这个内心的自由都能够带到给其他人。
You don't got to look very far. Even here.
我们不需要去外面很辛苦去找这些人，就算在我们在座当中，我们都是一样会有这样。
There are spiritually, socially, economically, psychologically broken people here.
我们就算在座当中，我们都是有这个生命上，我们心理上，我们经济上，或者是属灵上，都是有这个被我们内心里面捆绑。
And God has called you to minister to them with the gospel.
而神就叫我们去互相的去帮助大家。
In word and in deed.
就是互相去帮助，互相的去刀与刀去磨，去帮助对方去成长。
They're struggling with inward bondageness. Many of them struggling because of their culture. Are you hearing God's call to care for them, to help them, to give them the gospel? To show them that the risen Christ lives in you. Then you'll be free. You'll be set free from your inward slavery. Because you won't be caught up in a rat race. Because you'll know your true purpose. It's not to strive for the happy family. Yes, a happy family is important. But you're to live for the glory of God. To live to honor Him. That's going to take your entire life. And that will set you free. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the comfort and the challenges that lie there. Lord, it's a scary thing to look at Abram and Sarah and Hagar's life. It's scary because we see patterns just like theirs in our lives. But there's comfort to know that the mysterious friend came. And it's New Testament age, we know that mysterious friend is the Christ. That he comes to the Jew and the Gentile. To come and draw near and be accessible. To be our friend. Our advocate. And our redeemer. We need the Christ. Oh Lord, help us to draw near to Him today.
所以主啊, 让我们能够去亲近你,
so that we can bring honor and glory to your name.
所以我们才能够将一个荣耀恩典的归于给你。
Awake us up, O Lord.
主啊, 求你去唤醒我们。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求。 阿们。